This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The judge overseeing the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, says he has received threats and is being guarded by deputy U.S. marshals. Meantime, jurors continue to deliberate evidence presented by the prosecution, who accused Manafort of 18 felony counts, and the defense team. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters about the Manafort trial.
He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The case has drawn particular interest in the U.S. because it is the first trial conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors in their wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Days after removing former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official, AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mali opposition leader Soumaila Cisse rejects the announcement that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is the winner of last week's presidential runoff. Cisse says runoff results from his party show that he won the election. This is VOA News. President Trump again has attacked Turkey over its continued detention of an American Christian pastor, saying it had acted very, very badly, in his words. This Turkish businessman spoke to reporters.
We shouldn't make concessions. The United States is far away, but it wants to show its political strength in this region. Therefore, there's not much we can do. Let's keep up the resistance.
Pastor Andrew Brunson is at the center of the spat between Washington and Ankara. White House says he is innocent of terrorism charges, while Turkey insists his future may be determined by the courts. Both sides are holding firm while exchanging sanctions and trade tariffs. Turkey's currency weakened 5% on Friday, a day after the U.S. warned of further sanctions against Ankara, its hands over its detained minister. The U.S. is sending a hospital ship to Colombia to help treat some of the hundreds of thousands of people who have poured over the border fleeing violence in Venezuela. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis spoke with reporters traveling with him to Washington from Bogota. He said Colombia's public health service have been overwhelmed by the influx of refugees from Venezuela.
They have poured over the borders. We know that the Colombia healthcare system, you can't add a million people into one part of the country, even as they start to filter through, and not upset the apple cart. It's impossible.
Mattis says those he spoke with in Bogota are enthusiastic about an upcoming ship deployment, which he stressed was absolutely a humanitarian mission. Shares of Tesla lost 9% of their value on Friday, with the company losing billions of dollars because of the CEO's erratic behavior. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Elon Musk has admitted being overwhelmed by job stress and being tired and working as many as 120 hours a week. The revelation comes as federal regulators investigate his seemingly random tweet that he's planning to take the company private. Experts in business say the board of Tesla is being forced to make a decision. Do they fire Musk, send him on a leave of absence, or appoint someone below him who can act as a steadying hand? Instead, they've praised Musk's leadership with a reminder that he put hundreds of thousands of cars on the road, created tens of thousands of jobs, and generated significant returns for shareholders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Relatives of the late singer Aretha Franklin say her funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. The renowned entertainer died Thursday at her home in Detroit at the age of 76, suffering from pancreatic cancer. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.